Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about I'm Not Broken, how the gods are helping you. I have 3 insights on this idea. The first one is declare I'm not broken to feel better about yourself. One day I was thinking about how I didn't feel well because of my depression symptoms, and I thought, why would the goddess give me this? And then I realized it wasn't an affliction, it was a tool to use to help me learn. Like many people, I suffer with depression symptoms, but I felt a shift in myself. It was like a completely new idea to me, and I felt it for once. So once I realized that I wasn't broken, I was made this way on purpose, so I'm really whole and how I'm supposed to be, even though I don't feel that way much of the time. So I can focus on myself as a whole and focus on the god and goddess and how I am connected with them. And I want to specifically point out that being Wiccan and a woman, there's a lot of stuff that the world is pushing upon me to make me feel broken. The point that I'm different than the mainstream religions. So much of the mundane power that this world has is focused on men. There are societies around the world that want women to feel like victims. And unfortunately, there are a lot of women around the world that do feel broken. So we're talking about something that's very important. So we need women and witches to not feel broken. This leads us into our second insight. Ask the gods, where are the gifts? So if you feel broken because society is pushing upon you, know the gods have a plan. Ask them, where are the gifts? What do I need to focus on to learn what's connected to these gifts? So as a person dealing with depression symptoms, where can the gifts be? I've learned with my own journey that because of my own suffering, I'm able to relate with others and understand to a point what they're going through. So the gifts of more compassion, more empathy, are something that I have that maybe somebody else that's not going through a struggle wouldn't. I've also learned to be a very good listener, and that's a gift that really helps a lot of people. Which leads us into our third insight. Your true self is not broken. So your true self, which you could call a soul or spirit, is not broken. Your spirit can be reincarnated into a new body each time, if you choose. So we take our true self with us when we die. My next incarnation, I may not have depression symptoms, which means the depression symptoms are not me. Let me give you something that's really profound in my own journey. Before I started with my husband today, I would always call myself a depressed person, which would make it seem like I was the depression. But after I met my husband, he kept telling me how you have depression symptoms. You are not depression. And it took me 16 years or more to finally switch into understanding that I'm not broken and I am not depression symptoms. So what am I? I am my true self. So in summary, number one, declare I'm not broken to feel better about yourself. Number two, ask the gods, where are the gifts? And number three, your true self is not broken. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and for more information and my 9 books, visit GoddessHasYourBack.com. Blessed be.